Now, when you started feeding the cow, he'd come up and start making a real gentle noise, and you'd say he was.
Would a bell around that?
Yeah.
They do that. But the most of the time they go to holler once you take the cat from them.
Yeah.
You see.
You ever hear him make this noise?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll tell you what I've seen. Cousin tell me about that. They had an old preacher back in the 40 acres on Mix, you know, staying back in the wood, aged wood. And Mr. Wilmer had some cattle all over that wood. Cow had a calf. An old man caught that cow, started milking that cow. That's them white folk from Livonia. And he dried that cow out. Starved that calf to death. The calf died in the man's yard. So now, he took that calf and buried that calf. But the cow still stayed on that fence, hollering. So when them people come out there with them dog and everything, he seen his cow because he knows his brand. He asked her, had just milked that cow too. And I gave old man some of that milk.
Why did he milk him dry?
Wasn't plenty of milk. He's thinking about the calf. The calf died. So Mr. Wim come to work, say, you seen my calf? No, sir, I ain't seen no calf. Well, he had no calf running, but the cow was around the yard. And he happened to walk in that people think is a lion. Fine eating milk with Kush. You know what Kush is?
Yeah.
That man just walked straight on in there. His old nigga was my... You my nigga. That man froze right there. He had a spoon of Kush.
He looked up.
He said, "What my calf? White folks?" You know what that man done? That Uncle Mantis that day. He took that big gun, he put it right upside that old preacher head. He said, "Now you just about 20 seconds from death. Are you?"
I bet he was scared.
That man started to vomit. Lord, I laughed when that time. He said, "But I'm gonna let you go this time." But he said, "If you ever milk my cow, kill my calf, and we'll kill you." But the man had to spoon like that. When them people walk up, he said, "Boy, I don't want no. I don't want no more milk, no more." And he went to. He said, "Brother, don't you never send no more milk to my house." And believe me, they left them people cow alone. He just lucky that man didn't shoot. God, dog, that man was scared. But he did wrong. He should have milked, but leave some for the calf. Or turn the calf out. And the calf died. That's how they knew the cow, that calf was there, because the cow was better around there. And they had to milk. So go over. Cousin will tell me that I laugh. Well, now you know that's the devil.
Yeah.
Yes,
now,
sir.
When you feed a horse, he'll start to what? He'll start to doing what?
A horse?
Yeah.
Some of them start to pawing.
And they make a noise and say they'll start.
That's doing that. Now I had a mule like that. Every time you feed that mule had a whole dog that, a big hole, just a pawing like that. Just as long as he eating, he pawing. You can't get up there. Yeah, a horse. You take some horse behind us, some horse. Hollering and raise all kind of hell. But some of them, when you feed them, they won't hardly do anything. Sometimes you get in a strange place, you know. But they don't like that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.